Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom and Myrtle Beach are on CBS Sports Radio.
Yeah, I want to talk about the Panthers. They got the Eagles this Sunday, and then they got the Ravens next week. They've got a new owner in town, and they're 3-3 in a disappointing loss this week. I got to wonder if they lose these next two games. You've got a general manager and a coach and a quarterback that this new owner inherited. Do you think if the Panthers don't come out of this two-game stretch with a couple victories, that we might be up for some changes in Carolina real soon?
Yeah, I don't. Like, what are they going to get rid of Cam Newton and Ron Rivera? He's been the coach for a while, and I think they really like him, even the new owner. I don't think that, in my view, he's come in to, shake and rattle the cage of everybody and change everything. I think he's just, I frankly think he just wanted a seamless, you know, transition to his ownership. And I think they have a good football team. I don't think they're, you know, bad or anything like that. I just think that, you know, obviously they played some tough games. But look, in the game last week, I thought they had every chance in the world. They had the ball last, right? They had a chance, in my view, to win that game, and they didn't get it done. But they're sitting, you know, one game back in, you know, the division of first. And they, you know, if they score against the Redskins, they win that game 24-23. In the Falcon game, they had the ball last. They lose by a touchdown. If they score the touchdown, they go to overtime, right? If the kicker makes the kick. So they could easily, I hate to say it to you, be 5-0 right now, to be honest with you. Both of those games, they had the ball last, and they were inside the red zone in both games with a chance to win both games. And I'll take that every day of the week. So I don't consider those bad losses. I just consider that NFL losses. Like, it happens. I mean, you get down to the red zone in both games with the ball, and you got Cam Newton and a chance to win the game on the last drive in the last seconds of the game. I'll take that every day. I think Philly wins this game, but I like Carolina to cover the spread. And, you know, they've been in every game they play. The games they win, obviously. The games they lose. When you have the ball last and a chance to throw it into the end zone, in the red zone to win the game, you have a chance to win the game. I'll take that every day. People don't get fired, in my opinion, in the NFL when you are at the 10-yard line and a chance to win a game on a Sunday and you don't get it done because the other team's good too and they stop you. I've always said these are, you know, pros playing pros. It's not pros playing amateurs. It's not one team's great, the other team has no one that can do anything. These are all teams loaded with professional football players. They don't mess around. Maybe that's why the games are so crazy every Sunday, because both teams are filled with high-priced, talented players, and they go to war and crazy things happen. But I don't believe for one minute that the new owner of the Carolina Panthers is firing anyone. Change, big changes. What, are you going to get rid of Cam Newton? I mean, Carver High, honestly, that guy's not firing Ron Rivera because they lost two games with a ball in their hands inside the 20 with a chance to win.
Yeah, I don't believe that. I think that he's been a good coach for them. I think he's done a really good job. He obviously got them to one Super Bowl. They did not win it. I don't see him in any danger. And it's not like they've had a couple of bad years. They've been in the mix, made the playoffs last year. They could still this year, too. They're good enough to make the playoffs this year.
They could win the division.
There's plenty of coaches who are good that have very questionable in-game management. There's no doubt about that. But Rivera's done a good job there.
Now, I have footage here. There's talk within the organization of replacing Cam Newton. And here's a conversation his potential replacement had with Cam recently. Listen to this.
Hey, Cam, thanks a lot for coming to my school today.
No problem, Nate.
I promise to exercise and eat right.
Don't forget 60 minutes of play a day, right?
And I'll grow up to be big and strong like you.
Absolutely.
And play in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
And be drafted number one.
Maybe.
And become the starting quarterback of the Panthers.
Okay.
You can be my backup.
Excuse me?
And make Panthers fans forget about you.
What?
and become your mom's favorite player?
Whoa.
I'm just loosening my arm.
This is dramatic footage, Gene, that I've been able to obtain from deep within the walls of the Panthers organization of a hostile takeover from a young, strong-armed quarterback from a suburb outside of Charlotte.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.